Jerry Agar on News Talk 1010.
Can't wear your kilt to work if you're a bus driver in Ontario, apparently. I don't know how many people that disappoints. But here's the deal. This bus driver was sent home to change out of his kilt. He wore it on Casual Friday. And he says people show up in all kinds of stuff on Casual Friday. Plus, this is part of his heritage, his tradition. His name is Tracy McDonnell. And the finding in a tribunal was that he didn't have a reasonable argument and he can't wear his kilt to work. Well, Howard Levitt, employment lawyer, has stuck around after the panel. People do wear all kinds of things on Casual Friday, and people also wear things that reflect their culture, their heritage, their religion. He seems to have been singled out negatively here.
Well, I'm assuming, Jerry, there's a uniform policy. Otherwise, they wouldn't care. So let's assume there's a uniform policy.
So what's the point of Casual Friday, then?
I don't know if they have a Casual Friday where he worked.
Wore it on Casual Friday, he said, and other people show up with all kinds of things.
Then I don't understand.
Maybe it wasn't supposed to.
Then I don't understand what the issue was here at all. If unless there's certain boundaries, even a Casual Friday in my law firm, we have boundaries as to what you can wear, and maybe this is offside whatever that boundary that was stipulated by the employer, which they have a right to stipulate, assuming it's not something that's sexist or gender oriented. Then there's of course human rights issues. But I gather his defense was, it's part of my heritage.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's a human rights issue. And it may be part of his heritage, but he's not required as a Scot to wear a kilt. And that's the legal test. A Sikh could say, I'm required by my religion to wear a turban. I'm required to keep a kirpan. I'm required not to shave my beard. And those are issues that have been tested in the courts and human rights tribunals. And that's fair game. The question is to what extent it creates safety risks.
Yeah.
But here, there's no safety issue, obviously, and it's not a requirement, a national origin requirement to wear a kilt. So
all right.
He did not win on human rights grounds.
We need another uprising of William Wallace, I guess.
I guess.
Okay, so, I don't see the problem with it from the standpoint that I think the kilt is kind of cool.
Well, it's not bad. I don't know. I don't have any strong opinion, Jerry, on the kilt. What can I tell you? I don't know. I don't know why they were prohibited in this particular case. But I know why his defense didn't work. But why did his employer – who was his employer, do you know?
Oh, he's a bus driver.
Oh, okay. Why does employer care?
Well, that was my point. Like, I think if you got on a bus and the bus driver was wearing a kilt and, gave you a top of the morning, maybe that's too Irish, but, some kind of thing like that, and you say, oh, here's my bus driver and he's in a kilt, would you get all freaked out and get off the bus?
I couldn't care less.
No.
And if
maybe they think, though, that if they do that, then somebody else does this, and pretty soon there's no uniform involved.
Well, if there's a uniform, what does Casual Friday mean? Maybe Casual Friday does not permit this permits you not to wear. Maybe you still have to have your uniform. You can do some other things at Casual Friday. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I guess I don't understand what happened here, why Casual Friday was antithetical to wearing a kilt. Do you?
Well, I think that one of the things was that he admitted that he was sort of trying to make a point. So he may be one of those guys who's a little bit of a problem employee.
I see.
I don't know that.
So they just use this to beat him down.
Yeah, maybe.
And you know what? The employer can discriminate. There you go. There's an interesting legal perspective. That's a fact. The employer can discriminate, and they could say, we don't like what you did. We're not going to let you wear a kilt, even though we're going to let other people dress in all kinds of halcyon costumes. And they could do that legally.
What kind of costumes did you just say?
Halcyon.
What does that mean?
Wild, disparate.
Oh, I see.
You know, out there. Grotesque.
Okay.
Whatever. But
Star Trek outfits.
Exactly. They could do that if they want. They could actually say to this one employee for no particular good reason, arbitrarily, discriminatorily, you can't do this while letting other people do it. That is the law, unless it's based on a human rights ground. They can't discriminate based on race, creed, color, but they can say, we're only going to hire good-looking people. We're only going to hire people that have red hair, et cetera. Well, they can't do that because, of course, that would discriminate against blacks and and Asians. But, you get my point.
Yeah. Now, when in the radio business, it's always kind of traditionally been casual every day. That's just sort of the way it works.
No one can see you.
Well, no one can
see
us.
Thank goodness.
However, but could management say, we've decided to kind of spiff up the professional look of the place, even though we do audio. And so from now on, you're required to wear at least office type dress pants and a shirt with a collar and sleeves.
Yes, they absolutely could do that.
Uh-huh.
Any employer could do that. As long as they're not sexist, like sexually revealing dress codes, which is where it usually happens in the hospitality industry. And that's usually where the cases arise. Employers when there isn't an issue like that, can have any dress code at once.
So then let me take that to another direction then. Howard Levitt, employment attorney, is here. How do they manage to continue forward in a place like Hooters? You have to wear the little shorts and the tight T-shirt.
Okay, that's okay there because that's what's called a bona fide occupation requirement or human rights law, an exception to normal human rights law, because the very purpose of Hooters is to have women with huge breasts, and therefore that's a reasonable requirement of that particular job to
be
skimpy.
Wait a minute. Could they actually put in an ad, you must be such and such a size or you can't apply?
If that's what Hooters is all about,
really?
Yes, they can.
I'll bet you that surprises a lot of people in the environment we live in today.
I bet you in the environment we live in, my saying you can only hire good-looking people surprises a lot of people, or you can discriminate all you like on every area in the you can imagine, other than the few grounds under human rights legislation, national origin, race, creed, color, gender, identity, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
You can discriminate in any other area.
Okay. We're only going to hire, we're going to hire women that look like this, and we're going to hire guys who are in really good shape and obviously spend time at the gym.
There's no problem with doing that, correct?
Okay.
Legally.
Does it have to be the kind of environment where you could say, look, this is the kind of Hooters is in the entertainment business, not really in the restaurant business.
I could say in my law firm, I'm only going to hire beautiful women and only guys that are very muscular. And there's nothing anyone can do about that. As long as I don't say I'm not going to hire women, I'm not going to hire men. That would be a problem.
Okay. You can't say I'm only hiring men. I'm only hiring
correct,
women.
Because that's discrimination
say,
on gender.
Yes, I'll hire evenly in that regard, but nobody homely or fat need apply. You could literally say that?
I literally could say that. I also could say, and by the way, you'll say, of course I could say this, but it's the same thing, really. I'm only going to hire people with IQs over 160.
Yeah.
I'm only going to hire people who are really smart. Well, people say, well, of course, you want that in a law firm. But in the same way, I could say I'm going to get to hire people who are muscular, even though that has nothing to do with working in a law firm. But I can say I'm only going to hire people who are attractive because clients like that better generally. I could say that. Of course, it would be so politically incorrect that you'd have the law society perhaps creating difficulty for me. But
yeah.
In terms of the law itself, it's frankly innocuous.
There's
nothing prohibited in it.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Good to have you.
Okay.